Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
My dear brothers and sisters, good afternoon. I am Father Elizal de Rafol from the Philippines. I am a pastor particularly serving the Diocese of Romblon. Philippines, basically an archipelago consisting of thousands of islands and islet. Do you want to know how many islands do we have in the Philippines? It depends on a high or low tide condition. But basically, we have 7,107 islands on high, or rather on low tide. But 7,108 on high tide. A matter of one difference. My diocese is part of this vast islands in the Philippines. My dear brothers and sisters, missionary life in my diocese is very challenging and surprising. Why? As a pastor for almost 14 years, many beautiful discoveries lie on every encountered experience with the faithful. There is always an experience crossing the sea, encountering big waves and strong winds, just to say Mass, do baptisms, funerals, anointing of the sick, confessions in the nearby islands. And walking for an hour and more, going to remote areas and communities to bring Jesus through the sacrament. But it is under the rain, be it under the rain or under the heat of the sun, by doing all this stuff and pastoral care, I'm so inspired and revitalized. Why? Because I'm so happy enough to see my parishioners flocking together to the church despite of the weather conditions and the photographical situation of the place. Pastoral ministry in the island entails a lot of sacrifice, not only in the part of the pastors, but more so in the part of the parishioners who also crossing deep blue sea, rough and stormy seas, just to attend the Mass and other sacraments for pastoral services and ministry. One thing I love the most, when parents holding their children in their arms, seeing them bringing offering during offertory procession, such as fruits, fishes, vegetables, root crops, like live chickens, even goat and pigs, to name a few. Such a wonderful experience with them. So impressive. Why are they bringing such kind of offering in the offertory procession? Because they don't have an envelope like yours or money to bring with. What they have only is the only wholeheartedly offering out of their mean resources and fruits of their hard labors in farms and in the sea. Our diocese basically economically poor. It is a beautiful experience indeed that resonates growth of faith among the parishioners. They manifest indeed desire to help the pastors and even the church as a whole for missionary works. This is how eager our people in our diocese in Romblon, collaborating in mission to help alleviate not just structural, but physical and even more spiritual life of the diocese. This is touching reality because living in a middle class and majority in margins doesn't affect or hinder them to help. Generosity indeed flows from the hearts of these people who long to love and to serve God in our diocese. People are happy seeing their priest working hard for them, and so they just reciprocating favors receive indeed gospel values works in a mission. What I'm trying to share with you is this: our people in the diocese work hard together for the best noble cause, despite of its photographical situation and economic condition. Right now, the diocese has a special project. Our bishop, the clergy, and the faithful join effort to raise funds to build a home for our elderly and retired priests. This is one of the major plans to highlight the celebration of our golden anniversary as a diocese, to build a beautiful or at least decent home for our retired priests. But sad to say, right now, at this moment, we have not yet enough funds, hardly finding resources to make our dream realized. Our retired priests are now exciting and waiting for this. It is good and wise for us to build a home as a special gift to them, as an act of gratitude for all the services rendered and provided by them to the faithful and for the diocese. I'm here before you. I'm knocking at your heart's door to hear our pleas, our cry, to help us build our dream for our elderly retired priest. Your help will bring beautiful experience and memories for our beloved elderly priest. Please allow yourselves to be part of this project and be part of their happy moments. On behalf of my bishop, the clergy of Romblon, the faithful, our profound gratitude for your generosity and kindness given us. We thank Bishop Rowe for accepting us in your diocese. And I thank personally Father Gordon, Father Mike, and Father Peter for giving me the chance to be with them and for a best accommodation and hospitality in their parish. To all of you here, my heartfelt gratitude. May God bless you all. Second, I would like to give you a brief reflection on our readings today. We have today realized how big ears have our God. We heard in the first reading how Abraham negotiated unceasingly and prayerfully to the Lord not to punish the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, provided seeing a few righteous people, and the Lord hears Abraham. While the second reading, Paul tries to bring out the message of liberation from sin, the glory of resurrection, because the Lord Jesus has granted us his forgiveness, leading us to our salvation, to our eternal kingdom in heaven. We can sense in these two readings that our Lord always looked tenderly on the innermost thought of our hearts. He wants to see our sincerity and purity of our intentions on what we are asking for. And if the Lord finds it all, then surprisingly, we have our answer to our pleas. we will be able to see how God looks at us tenderly. He will be able to discover that God silently drawing us closer to Him and secretly whispering, "Blessing are coming. Be ready because it's unstoppable." In the gospel, tries to emphasize the act of prayer as a strong means to catch God's favor. Why? Because prayer is our way of communicating God again and again. It makes us bow down before Him. It makes us humble in His sight. And by making all this gesture, it simply manifests our dependency on His loving mercy. For we know the Lord would never forsake us. Lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, we should never forget that entrusting everything to Him is indeed surrendering ourselves. When we pray, don't hesitate. Just trust the process. Everything will be fine in His time. Always remember that our Lord always hears our pleas. He has the big ears to listen and a big heart to discern what's best for us. Amen.